Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend.
Turned on my L's and my lessons.
You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed
I'm
like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Needs a little Caesar pizza, I be hot and ready. You a and a rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take care, hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned on my L's.
Started up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody. You are now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay girl.
Hello, Shell. And we got Rome back in the building, number three. What's up, Rome?
I'm here to stay. I am here to stay. What's up, Shell?
What's up?
What's up, world?
our hump day, you know, we trying to get it popping. But yeah, so since, you know, Rome's here again, before we start the show, we're going to go ahead and announce to y'all that he is permanently going to be our male speaker.
Round of applause for Rome.
Yes, so Rome in the house for good. Here go Abraham with the applause here. It's too early. It's too early. It's been a long day. But, you know, we're happy to have him here. You know, I remember Abraham said he was the yin to our yang, and I fully agree with that.
I like that.
It's always good to have a nigga speak on something, you know. So we back, y'all, and we back because of y'all. We try to pick our topics a little bit ahead of time, but, you know, we had a lot of people saying that they didn't get through. They wanted to speak on it. As y'all know, this is our finale on Urban Flavor Network. So, you know, we're gonna go out with our new host and y'all high demand topic. Before we go get over to WPGR, shout out WPGR, and we will update information for y'all because there will be a new number when we start that network next week on the 6th.
Yeah.
So anyway, how's everything been, girl? What's been up? You got any personal tea for us?
It has been on the topic, my personal tea.
Hey, mommy!
This personal tea I got.
But, okay,
you know, just surviving this, you know, good old coronavirus, and I wish her a little funky ass. Get up out of here, I'm sick of her. You know,
yeah, she keeping us on the studio.
Yeah, we should be in a studio live so everybody can visually see us. You know, we trying to put together fashion shows, day parties, you know.
We got a whole lot coming for y'all. We just looking
forward
to this pandemic. I mean, first and foremost, the studio, you know, then y'all get to engage with us with a visual, you know, and it just make it more fun for everybody. Y'all get to watch us interact, but we do have so many things planned on the menu for y'all, good times, you know, events, all that stuff, but we just got to make it through. So that's where we at with that, but we appreciate y'all for continuing to be there and support us while it's just by phone, because, you know, it's not as exciting, but we still here.
Yeah, we still here. Like I said, we should be in the studio almost a month ago. We were so looking forward to it, but,
right,
you know, it is what it is. You know,
we going to thug it out.
Yeah, we are. We're going to get used to our new lifestyles. Hopefully it'll be over in June, like the governor said in Virginia. June 10th, especially after June 10th, you know, you know, we can go back forward. I have to be real ahead and give my grandmother a shout out because my grandmother's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm a shout out today.
Okay, Zima. You hear this man over here talking about you ain't never too old to take some shots.
No, girl, my grandma drink gin and juice, honey. She a different type of grandma.
Trifling.
No, this grandma thinks.
I can't do the gin. Can't do the gin. And you know, hey, if that's grandma's thing, go ahead. Shout out to her.
She got me. She old school. So like, you know, we had this little all black party for my aunt like a few years back. And you know, she said, "I said, grandma, what you sipping on? She said, gin and juice." I said, "Okay."
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah, so like she was grandma. She roll with you. She hang with you. Like I love my. That's my last of my grandmother. I love her. Like, you know, like she about to be, you know, 76 years old. She's still very youthful and everything. So definitely, this is the first year I can't. Yeah, she's young, but this is the first year I can't do anything with her because of the coronavirus.
Girl, I know. I don't. Mother's Day is going to suck too. Can't even do that nice for our mothers. But
yeah.
Speaking on Mother's Day, y'all don't forget the Mother's Day giveaway entry ends the first. What's that? Friday, I think. It is on the first, so don't forget to put your entries in. We will be sending your mother $50 worth of flowers or edibles from 1-800-Flowers on behalf of us. You don't have to do nothing but provide the information.
Oh, y'all got money.
They can't go out to eat. They can't go get their little feed dead or nothing. We gotta make somebody's mama feel good.
Right. So it's Taurus season for everybody. You know, I'm a Pisces. You know, all this good about my homie. I've been riding with him for 25 years, like forever. So, you know, I appreciate him for doing a job for us. And, you know, let's see where, you know, we
can shout out
where I'm excited.
Space night.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Well, I guess, you know, we can go ahead and start this little topic off here. I think between the three of us, we came to a mutual agreement in the last show of what the biggest issues are, you know. I think so. Before we do that, we need to take a break and we'll be back for y'all. So hang tight. Remember to push one if you're holding the speed.
Yeah.
Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name.
Still nigga.
I feel like it.
Wanna break up all your shit. Call your mama phone, let her know that she raised a bitch. Then dial tone click. And fucking little fake ass friends coming around acting like they my bros. I seen y'all little group text where y'all all like to brag about your hoes. And you can tell your little bitch I screenshotted all her naked pics. Or you wanna send news to my man? Wake up and see your boobs on the gram, little bitch. I cannot stand you, right hand to Jesus. I might just cut all the tongues at your sneakers. Snatch your CV from Best Buy. You gon' turn me in the left eye. I don't wanna hear about invasion of privacy. I had a feeling, it turns out you lied to me. I'm holding back everything that's inside of me. How you all fucking with bitches that follow me?
My heart is beating like it's bleeding now.
Sleeping like a baby.
Everyone was right about you now.
Sleeping.
I went to your phone last night. I went to your phone. I went through your phone last night. It's killing me, killing me, killing me.
All I could see is you and her in different scenarios. Beyonce on my stereo, resentment on repeat. I'ma make a bowl of cereal with a teaspoon of bleach. Serve it to you like here you go, nigga. Bon appetit. Look, do you give it to her raw? You love her or not? You risk your home for a hoe from the bar? You really want them hoes? You can have them bitches. You don't even cheat with no bad bitches. This shit is eating me. You sleeping peacefully, getting more mad at you, thinking about stabbing you. Don't even know that you're
All right, y'all, we are back with Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay girl.
Hey, y'all. So welcome back. Thank y'all for So we left off with saying that we basically, male and female, have come to an agreement that, you know, the biggest issues with cheating are the same in men and women, pretty much, for the most part.
I'm still on your side, fellas.
we still ain't going for none of the reasons that, well, some of the reasons that we got, but I think it's safe to say I have a better understanding, especially of the black man. Shell, do you agree of some of the excuses that we receive?
Some of them, and not all of them, because you know how they roll.
Correct. Just to spice the conversation up a little bit, you know, we wanted to, you know, we're talking about cheating, and so many people have been cheated on, but we left out the bigger things that can be a long-term consequence from cheating. So that is a baby. So the side chick gets pregnant, right? So the side chick is pregnant. So what do you as a woman do? Because if you were going to take your man back for cheating, you was going to take him back regardless, right? Or does that baby, is that baby a deal breaker? Are you not going to stick around? Or were you a side chick and you got pregnant? You know, it could go both ways because, as Rome say, women cheat too.
Yes, Lord.
So, you know, we want y'all to touch on that. We know we probably will get more forgivingness from the females because I don't got no man calling up here saying if his girl got pregnant by somebody else, he's taking her back. And that's the double standard that we deal with y'all.
It absolutely is.
There's
men out there that would take that woman back because of that situation.
But not you.
I would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Why are you proud?
Right, so you're going to explain this to us because I have a hard time believing that coming from you. So you break it.
Okay, the reason why I say this is that because at the end of the day, you don't want that child to be brought up without a father just because of her mistakes, you know? So, you know, it's not that child's fault. You and the woman already have a child together. She started stepping out on you. She got pregnant. She don't believe in abortion. She don't believe in none of that shit. And she decides to keep it. You either going to stay with her or leave. Because my thing is this. What's going to happen, and it's going to also affect the kids within the home, is when you leave, and let's say you only taking care of your child. Now that child's not getting taken care of because let's say the nigga that she was fucking with, like, no, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. Now, you know what I'm saying, it could be issues within the home. You know what I'm saying? You're leaving your child with this woman, and now she's bitter and she's lonely. And what if she takes it out on your child because your child looks like you? You know, that shit happens. You know what I'm saying? And you don't stay with a woman just because of that. You try to work through it. And if it doesn't work, so be it. But it's men out there that have done it. It's men that have done it.
So, but you also said, because you know I remember that topic. You also said to the people that when a woman cheats, it's y'all are nasty. We have to look at you knowing that you fucked a nigga in the car. Them was your words. So now you saying just
hold time. I would accept it if my girlfriend cheated anyway, because at the end of the day, you know, like I said, if. And it really depends on how strong the relationship is to go further. Yes, you still going to have those times where, you know, you go have your little side comments like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. But you got to work through it. You know, you got to deal with that. Just like as men, when we cheat, that's not the end of it. We don't just get over it that, you know, came home, I apologize. No, we still have to hear it. And so will y'all as women,
right.
You know? That's the thing. And, you know, y'all just have to show us, and just like we have to show y'all, that, you know, we can push y'all more and make us feel more comfortable. You know, that's it. You just have to make your partner feel more comfortable that they're not going to say those comments. They're going to say, you know, things more of like, hey, I love you, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe we really got through this. And, you know, look at us now. You know, you can't get through it and still be the same.
Oh, so you do got a little bit of a soft bone in you then, is there?
Yeah, I was raised by women. Yes, I was.
So, Shell, that was your situation. You know, you've been with your man for however long, and you obviously found out he was cheating, but now there's a baby involved. What is your take on that? Are you staying Is it
what's the vibe on that?
I have a hard time with that type when there's a baby involved, because there's, and the baby is innocent. Let me put that out there now. The baby
right.
is innocent.
Right.
But that's a constant reminder of what you did. Now, I don't excuse cheating, but it's like, if you did whatever with some chick, okay, and I forgave you, it's just us. But now, you didn't have a baby with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to deal with him having ties to her. So on that note, it's one thing that happened right before me, because I was in that situation where, you know, she was pregnant, but, you know, it was before me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, with me, I don't think I can handle that, because I'm going to feel like, all right, you cheated on her with me, and now y'all have a child together, and now you have to see her. So I feel like every time y'all see her, y'all can get in. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But that's what we need. That's, you know, don't go back into what you did.
He sounds like a bum. He gets you with the bum bell.
First of all, I know you're listening. First of all, that's a hard pill to swallow, okay? Because I know women that swallow that pill. Let me say, that's why she don't give you no water to swallow that pill.
Hmm.
That is a lot to deal with.
Because now you also have the baby mother who's going to think, because she got the baby, she's supposed to have the upper hand. But the whole time you've been the bitch that been there all that time, ain't nobody about to come and run nothing, you know. So it's like it creates confrontation. I mean, I do believe that obviously a lot of blended families have gotten through that, you know, from us regular people, the celebrities, they've done it. But I'm with you on that. If the thing where, like, you went out and made this child while you were supposed to be mine, I don't know. It would take me some time. I mean, I would always love the child if I decided to stay, obviously. You know, like you said, the child is innocent. But I just don't know mentally. Who, Lord, if I can handle that?
I don't think I can.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would take a whole lot of liquor to get through.
Exactly. Yeah, because every time you're with her, I'm all started doing it now. Because, you know, y'all doing all this sneaky stuff, and now you've made a child with her, and now I don't want her running our relationship, because they will do that shit. The baby mom,
they will.
They will try. I've been in that where, you know, they had a young child, and she ran, and that's why we didn't work out. I was like, okay, you know, all right, like, she's running my life now. This is a problem.
Right, and that's the problem that I'm going to have.
Yeah, as long as
you're not going to run my household.
Yeah, like, girl, you're not going to run my household, and that's what pisses me off, because I have children, and I don't, you know, I have a boy and a girl. You know, so they have different fathers. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is, I don't run their lives, because at the end of the day, my focus is how we take care of our kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't. That's why when they be like, well, they want to do something, I don't want to hear it, because I'm someone. I don't want to be my own child's mother, and I don't run their life. Your obligation to care of your kid, and that's what it is. But
that's what it is.
Pregnant? Yeah, you got to sign chick pregnant.
Right, you giving her a stepping stool to think she in the game.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do it. No, only 100. I can't. No, Lichelle cannot deal with that. You didn't want it. I can't. You didn't want. I'm too old for this. I'm 37. You didn't want to make a baby. So now she going to throw this baby in my face. You know how they do? You can try to throw it. Oh, yeah, he's with me yet. Uh-uh. You know what? We just going to have to cut ties for him.
Oh, correct.
I ain't doing it. You're not aging me. You're going to age me. You know, when you get stressed, it's hard to show you. No, you're not aging me. So, nah, I can't deal with it. You didn't make
Girl,
a baby.
I'm
nah.
with you. I'm with
Go
you.
Go with her.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what she was doing. Go be with her. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah, let's get into this first caller and see who we got on the line and what they got to say. Caller, you there? Hey, caller.
Hey.
Hey, who we talking to?
Hello?
On to the next.
Hello?
You're holding this up.
Hold on.
Hello?
Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Malika.
Hey, Malika, what's going on, girl?
Hey, not much.
What's happening?
Hey, I see drones. I see drones.
What's up, Malika?
But I ain't gonna get into that yet. Brady wanna say hi to his stepmommy.
Okay,
that's
my one.
Say hi to you,
line.
KK.
Aww.
Hold on.
Okay. Hi, KK. Hi, baby.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Hi.
What's up, man? What's going? You watching TV? You tuning into your stepmommy show tonight?
Yeah.
You got your football. I'm happy, baby. I hope you enjoy that. And I'm so you just made my night. Oh, his report card. Oh, I thought he said his football.
Yeah,
how was it?
He had a good report card.
Good.
Okay, that's my man. That's my man. You know, me and Daddy gonna make sure you have a good summer if coronavirus go away.
Okay. Did you get a new phone? All
right, baby. He is a mess. Thank you for having me call. That was sweet.
All right.
All right. Good night. You there, Shell?
I'm here, girl.
Oh, okay. That's my little boo. And you know, everybody that knows us knows my situation. You know, when I started my relationship, you know, he was on the way already. And that just goes to show that it's really circumstantial. You know, if that baby would have been went and made on me, that's different. But that's my baby. That's my son when he here. And that ain't never going to change as long as me and his daddy ride. And that's what it is.
Yes, Lord.
I know that's Lord. Right.
We both
had the same thing, like, with my stepson. Well, I still call him my stepson, or, you know, my bonus son. Me and his father not together, but that's still my baby at the end of the day.
Right.
As you know, she was pregnant, you know, while we were together.
Right.
But, like I say, he's always going to have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
You know? And that's my son's brother, so it's like, no matter what happened, he know his Mimi got his back, no matter what.
Correct, and that's what's up. And we ain't mean to get y'all all mushy, but y'all know I wasn't about to turn my baby down calling in.
I know that's right.
So, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into another caller before we go to break. And remember, we're uncensored. Remember, we are talking about cheating. We just had a little moment for y'all, but we're going to get back on the topic. you know, and also, like I said, it might not be nobody willing to call in, but if you've been a side chick that got pregnant, we definitely want to hear from you.
You use an alias name. You don't want everybody in the business.
Oh, about using your real motherfucking name.
Or if you've been cheated on and it was a baby that came out of that, we definitely want to hear from you because, like Shell said, ain't enough water to swallow that pill. So let's get into that.
Hell no, girl.
Girl. So, Carly, you there? You there to give us some tea?
Nah, I ain't got no tea for y'all. Mm-mm, no, honey. Not over here.
Oh, who this?
This is Rome's best friend. Hey, Rome, how you doing?
Hello.
That is Mrs. Arthur.
Mrs.
Oh, boy, we're scared. She can't even hide it. You got him over here like, who the fuck?
I know. Ooh, he was scared. He was scared. He was shaking.
No, he was scared. He just ain't know who the hell's talking about best friend, because you know.
I'm about to say, yeah. I don't know who my friend is.
I'm like,
what the fuck?
What's up, boo?
How y'all doing?
You done been in the situation. You done been in the whole cheating situation. So you do got a cup of tea, so you survived that. So break it down.
I ain't got no tea. Well, I ain't got no tea. I was just talking to my husband about that. We don't got no tea. I don't know. It's different. We're husband and wife. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we had our little issues. And, you know, he had his little time, and I had my time, and he hurt me, and then I hurt him, and it was tough. It was tough. But we did have a child together, so I think that's what really helped us, because I think if we didn't have a child, I would have kept on moving, and so would have he. So So if his
you have taken him back, considering y'all have a child in the family already?
I don't know. You know, I love me some Archers, but I don't know. I don't know.
Get her out of here.
Yeah, Abe, where do you know that one? So you say you don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think we're really going to get a woman that's going to be like, yeah, I'll be for it. But I do feel like there are some women that.
They don't want to say that. But it's a lot
I've seen women do it.
Well, I'm
just
letting you know.
They don't want to make it sound like they want.
Rome is crazy. There's something wrong with him because Emilio was like, yeah, Rome got to be drunk or something because he's tripping because he ain't taking nobody back.
Girl, ain't no man. Girl, you know they emotional as hell. We can't go to lunch with somebody. They fall the hell out.
Accidents happen.
But that's a lifelong accident. I guess it's different
when you're married. I guess I seen it in a different perspective, just me as a woman. I'm married, so if he would have made the mistake, it probably would have took a little bit longer for me to let him back in and actually work on our marriage. But I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna, I don't know, it's different. Although I love Emilio, it would have took me a long time, and he probably would have never forgot, you know, forgive me. But I would have forgave him. I would just have been like, bitch, you need to stay in your lane. He was just, you know, it was just a bang, and now he back with his wife. So we gonna go ahead and take care of the baby when it come. But you know, like I said, you stay in your lane, and I'll make sure he take care of his responsibility. But that's it. Bang bang. Moving.
Court for visitation.
Wrong over here talking about straight to the courts for visitation.
Straight to the courts for visitation. Straight to Manassas. We got a set schedule. Fuck that.
Ooh, Lord.
That's how we have to go.
Okay.
Straight like that.
Oh, good. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Congratulations,
Rome.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Congratulations to you. Low key.
Oh, gracias.
Y'all are a mess. All right, honey. Thanks for calling. Shall you there?
All right, we are back here.
Okay, yeah, because you know sometimes we be having a little technical difficulties. But anyway, we won't get it right when we get in the studio, y'all. We're going to be so lit. We're going to have y'all taking shots with us and everything.
Barbershop, girl.
She's about to be real lit. So y'all know it's 8:30. We're going to go to break in just a second. Callers, if you're holding, remember to push 1 to get through. And you know, we're gonna stay on topic, but if you got a situation that you want to discuss that's a little on the outskirts of cheating, bring it to us. This is Table Talk. We're here to talk, so we're going to keep things moving with the topic of why men will cheat.
Thank you so much for switching that up.
Even though men tend to cheat a lot more,
we gotta get you the fuck out of here. I can't do this.
I can't wait till we get in the studio so we can team up on our own.
Right. I feel like in certain circumstances, you kind of contradict yourself, my nigga. Like, I feel like you do a little bit.
Yeah, I feel the same way about you, but I wasn't going to put you out there.
But you can. That's what we're doing. That's what we're here for. Because you don't have nothing.
No, I don't believe in my heart that Rome is taking out a female that got pregnant by somebody else. I'm just saying. And he will. I don't feel it in my spirit, Rome.
All right, y'all, we're going to go to break. We'll be back to take the next caller.
Please note that Urban Flavor LLC takes no responsibility for the opinions and views expressed or the statements made during this show. The opinions and views of this show are not necessarily the opinions and views of Urban Flavor LLC.
Starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Look, I just wanna break up all your shit.
Call your mama phone, let her know that she raised a bitch. Then dial tone click. And fucking little fake ass friends come around acting like they my bros. I seen y'all little group text where y'all all like to brag about your hoes. And you can tell your little bitch I screenshotted all her naked pics. Or you wanna send news to my man? Wake up and see your boobs on the gram, little bitch. I cannot stand you, right hand to Jesus. I might just cut all the tongues out your sneakers. Nash your CV from Best Buy. You gon' turn me in the left eye. I don't wanna hear about invasion of privacy. I had a feeling it turns out you lied to me. I'm holding back everything that's inside of me. How you all fucking with bitches that follow me?
My heart is beating like it's bleeding now. Sleeping like a baby. Everyone was right about you now.
Sleeping.
I went to your phone last night. I went to your phone last night. Saw some things I did.
Different scenarios, Beyonce on my stereo, resentment on repeat. I'ma make a bowl of cereal with a teaspoon of bleach. Serve it to you like here you go, nigga. Bon appetit. Look, do you give it to her raw? You love her or not? You risk your home for a hoe from the bar? You really want them hoes? You can have them bitches. You don't even cheat with no bad bitches. This shit is eating me. You sipping peacefully, getting more mad at you, thinking about stabbing. You don't even know that you're this close to dying. You gon' wake up like, why you got an attitude?
Heart is beating like it's bleeding now.
Sleeping
like.
Everybody, you are now tuned back into Table Talk with Shell and Kay.
And yes,
so guest round.
Our permanent guest round. We saw you for saying special.
Yes.
He's
well,
here
that,
now.
That's that word. That word. You know, it's permanent guest on WPGR.
Yes, he will be joining us on the new network. And that song, so that song just brought me to another, you know, little quick rundown with the topic.
No.
Because the phone, let me tell you, let me just tell y'all real quick, the phone is the devil, okay? Because I read a meme the other day that said, you want to know who your nigga really is? It's in his phone, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, well, see, in my relationship, we don't go through each other's phones. But I have been in that situation before, and people, a lot of people do it because that's what works for them. But how y'all feel about it? Y'all feel like the real person is in their phone?
Oh,
I'm mad. Both of y'all over here. I'm in. We're the bum bell. A. They over here. I'm in.
I don't know.
That's a deep question, right?
I never heard that one before, but
me either.
I guess you could. You can find out who. I don't know.
It depends. Are you really you and your phone? Like, obviously, our group chats with our friends. I feel like that's when I can be the most myself. You know what I'm saying? Because those are your friends. Those are your best friends. You're going to talk about whatever is your friends. But I feel like at the same time, your man or your woman could go through your phone and go through those messages and get a whole misconception of what y'all are talking about. Do you feel what I'm saying? So the phone, it's like the phone's the devil for real. That's how I feel.
It really can be.
It really can be.
I've been through the past session with the, like, and you know what? When he went to my phone, I was like, what you been on my phone for? Like, I'm an open book. That's because I ain't had no codes and nothing on my phone.
Right.
But come to find out, he was the shady one.
Did he have a lock on his phone?
Yes, and he was the shady one.
So I wonder, do most cheaters lock their phone?
See,
I locked my phone. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm not a cheater. That one time I was about to back in the day. I locked my phone because last year, no, let me stop. Okay, year before last, I went to the MGM to, my cousin was getting married, and I had spent all this money because I'm very cheap. Everybody knows me, I'm very frugal and cheap as hell. And I did put some money into a phone, I am, and I have the rose gold, like, phone case, and I went to the MGM, somebody stole my shit in, like, 5 minutes. And had I had a lock, they probably couldn't have gotten my phone. So ever since then, I've been doing the little code because.
So you got it. You got a situation that made you be very cautious moving forward. Which
exactly.
I just, if
that,
I go to the nightclub,
open book.
Yeah, if I go to the nightclub, I definitely lock my shit because I might get drunk and set my shit down. You might get the phone, but you ain't getting my business.
Yeah.
So you know,
exactly.
Shit like that.
I'm gonna have to send my boo a picture. Yeah, I'm gonna have to send my boo a picture. I don't want y'all putting my.
So yeah, Carly,
I don't do that, y'all.
So Carly, we do want to know from y'all though. Do y'all think that's a reason to be suspicious of your significant other if they got a lock on their phone or you know this is about cheating. So there's so many reasons why you might think you know your other half is cheating. I feel like if we go into the relationship without locks and then it happens to be a lock, then that's a problem because why did you need to change it?
I recommend locks because of you know if somebody tries to your phone, but if you're not hiding nothing, can I get your password? Can I get the lock?
Right.
The four digit
right.
code.
The my girl
word,
has
like,
my.
I get it for security reasons.
My girl has my passcode and her fingerprint in my phone.
Sheesh.
I know that's right.
At the end of the day.
Look at that black love.
Now, I got to meet her because, you know, I'm a Mexican. I got to, you got to bring her.
Oh, yeah. She'll be at, girl, she's going to be at the events. Don't trip. All right,
yes.
So you want to take our next caller, Shell?
Yes. Hey, caller, are you there?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
What's going on?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys. It's me.
Hey.
So, one and only Miss Donna.
Miss Donna, I knew it.
Hey, girl. Hey, no, I'm just calling in to show my support. I already asked my question, but. Just want to say, hey, y'all are doing a good job. I look forward every Wednesday to hear your talk show. And congratulations.
Aww.
You guys are doing a wonderful job. So that's all
thank
I wanted to say. I'm going to keep the lines open for all your other listeners that didn't get to get in the last couple of times.
Yes, because we were
but you guys are doing fantastic.
Were
right. And with that said, why don't you go ahead and pour another shot?
I'm going to pour a shot with y'all.
Bye,
bro. I'm going to start with y'all.
No,
thank
but...
you, Mom. Hello?
Hello?
She's going to call in every week. If y'all is a listener, if y'all are faithful listener, y'all should know that the week ain't the week if Ms. Donna don't call in.
Okay, hold on. I didn't get her insight for the week. What happened?
Yeah, she called last week and asked Rome a question that he could not answer. She asked if your woman is doing everything that they're supposed to do, cooking, cleaning, taking care of your kids, XYZ, why you still cheat. No, you said there's no such thing.
There isn't.
You don't know that.
At the end of the day, there's no perfect relationship, there's no perfect woman, there's no perfect man.
Whew. Well, Shell, I guess you shut us up with that one.
Yeah, my foot's
gone. I guess wrong. I guess. I don't know. Like, I just feel like when we do everything, like I said in the other shows, as you know, Kay and I, we are more seasoned women, right, Kay?
Correct.
Seasoned. Like, we're seasoned. I think we look fabulous for our age. And, you know, we cook, we clean, we do everything, make our own money. But like I said, and men will still cheat. I just think because they maybe I have high sex drive, and I don't know. We try and get we cannot get an actual answer of this question. Why are people cheating? They have everything in that in the family.
Yeah, because I do believe that you might not have a perfect man or a perfect woman, but I highly, strongly believe that it is possible to have a woman at home that is meeting all, like all of your maybe not all of your wants, but all of your needs. I think it is very possible for a woman to be meeting all of your needs, and I feel like those are the women that get cheated on by Lil Rhonda from around the way.
Wah, wah, wah.
In real life. So.
Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
He's making his own sound effects.
Yeah, I heard that. But like I said, I know for a fact people that do everything they're supposed to and they still get cheated on because the man is greedy wrong. They have a sex drive. And like I said last week, okay, that's
yep.
when they go to that little side chick.
That's
like
20%.
I said, she's not living a real life with you, Rome. She's not living in real life with you. You guys are not living in real life. So whatever she's
shit.
Doing in that bedroom, it's she pleased you in the bedroom, but like I said, she's not paying bills with you. She don't have a home with you. She don't have kids with you. She's not living. She's a fantasy woman. That's her job to make you happy. That's her job. After this.
Abraham, you about to be in timeout.
like seriously. Because like I tell people, that's a side chick job that makes you have, and God damn it, God not living the real life with that woman.
You show the hell ain't. You show the hell ain't.
It's the real you. Y'all are just
yeah.
happy. Y'all getting hotels and getting lit and
even
that
Ruth Chris and shit.
Yeah. Where's Rome at? I don't hear Rome. Where's Rome at?
Girl, he over here minding his breath. That's what he doing, talking about some shit.
Where's Rome?
A nigga taking his side chick to Rufus, he's a fucking fool.
Say,
well,
what?
I hope so. I hope so. Take that hoe to Burger King. And she can have her way there. But anyway, you know, we will go to the next caller because we waiting on y'all. So, next caller, are you there? Caller, hello.
Hi. I don't know if y'all meant to have me on the line again, but it's me again.
What? How did you get back in?
I don't know. I didn't press one. I'll tell you that. But
you
since you got me back
tonight.
On the line, so I do best believe. That if y'all have a lock on y'all phone, y'all cheating.
Oh, wrong. That's for you. She talking to y'all.
Dead. I'm
dead. What?
That's dead. It's because
I'm
we have a lock.
Keep it. I'm
going to
keep it.
It's like, go ahead. Oh, I thought you was about to say something. Just like I said, the whole time, you could be, just like you said, I could have pics in there that I send my girl. If I leave my phone somewhere unlocked, someone can see that, and that shit can go everywhere.
Nah, you can have settings. That's what Siri's there for. You have settings for that. It don't pop up.
Well,
nobody see it.
Oh, well, see, at the end of the day, look, I don't know nothing about none of that. I don't know nothing about none of that whole time. That's just what it is. And then, you know what I'm saying, you got your friends. You got the fellas. You leave your phone around. Oh, let me see what the hell this nigga talking about.
No,
I know me.
I ain't got no friends.
See that needs to be a topic. That needs to be a topic one Wednesday. Why do so many women when we get in a relationship, all y'all friends disappear? They disappear.
Oh no, I didn't say they disappear. I never
now.
Had friends from the beginning.
Like we are only friend now. You know,
anyways,
like,
y'all
you know.
Doing a great job. I didn't press one, but y'all doing a great job. Bye now.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yes,
we appreciate you so much. But like I said, I'm not gonna say everybody has passwords. Too. Like I said, I'm not a password person, so I would just go right into my phone. But I did it after my experience at the NGM when somebody stole my phone that I put some money into finally. And you know now they got a nice ass phone in the case. That's why.
Right. Right. But, and I mean, I guess it could go both ways. You could, because also some people really just have a mutual respect of their personal space. Like, I don't go see your phone, you don't go see mine. It's okay for me to lock it. But that's the easiest, because we're not about to have no lock phones around here. I mean, I'm not going through it, but we're not about to have no lock phones, though.
Yeah, but like I said, that has to be discussed at the beginning, like, about the lock phone situation. And
right.
If woman or male, so it's kind of the, like, you know, I lock my phone for these reasons. Okay, but we see it like that. All right, well, let me get the code, just in case, you know. I'm using the phone just in case. So, no, if you got the code, then, you know, obviously, you know, I hope they won't be that dumb to have something.
Right.
But I'm just saying the reason, I've never been a phone code person like that, but I didn't do it until I had my experience 2 years ago when, you know, somebody stole my phone at the
computer. And then another thing, too, with that situation, I almost feel like that's one of the worst ways to find out that you're being cheated on as well, because whether you're reading the conversation between your significant other and whoever they're cheating with, or you're reading it between them and their friends talking about it, like,
amen.
I know when I've been there, my blood literally goes from my head to my toes, and you ready to fight. Like, the
amen.
Phone could really, the phone could really
0-200 real quick.
Whole pack of cigarettes that day.
Yeah, but they say when you, like, and they all, you know, the old thing, you go look for stuff, you find it. And that's another thing I don't like going through phones, because it don't have to be nothing. I could go look for something, but I just misunderstood what I saw.
Right.
You know, so I, you know, so like, I feel like to be that woman. Like I've had where somebody did it to me, but that's because his ass was foul the whole time.
Ass.
Like, I didn't give me no reason to go to my phone for what, like, and, like, I come home to you every day. You know, I call you all the time, my braids or, you know, whatever. So what was your reason? Did it come front up? Because he was talking to people he didn't have no business talking to.
Right. And then we got so many secrets with social media now. I didn't even know, but until recently, but, like, in Messenger, you can have secret messages. Like, is you serious? Like, social media.
Secret messages?
Yeah. You can have secret. It's like secret conversations or something. I didn't. With the podcast, I use it on the computer, so I don't know if the setting is different on the computer. But when I'm doing it, you gotta be kidding me. So they setting people up to be cheating and shit. Like, what is this?
But like I said, like, and you know, we had other topics about, you know, being in our 30s, dating, married, or whatever. Like, that's what I'm like. This age is like, come on, like, come on, people. We gotta be able to keep it to 100 right now. I get more young. Things different, but it's like, okay, let's just put everything out there out the gate, because
right.
I'm still wasting my damn time.
Right.
I just am, like I said, I have 2 kids. I have a daughter that's almost grown. My daughter is like, she graduates in 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I got my son. Like, I don't have time to play these freaking games with you. Hence the reason why I don't like really bringing it more around my kids right now, because I want to make sure we're good before I involve my kids.
Yeah, correct. And that's why you got to get to know if you're dealing with a cheater or not. Shit.
Yeah, because, you know, kids get attached.
Yeah.
And then you got to clean. You know, I didn't bring, you know, around my family yet, because I didn't, like, so we haven't been together long. So we still pulling each other out, but, you know, I'm just taking my time. Like, I was a lot in my last. You know, if you guys listen to, like, our previous show, I've been through a lot, you know, in my previous marriage, and it's just, I'm just not rushing anything, and
yeah.
I want to take my time, and it's just totally different. I can totally see it's night and day for me being in my 20s and then my 80s now.
No, yeah, because we're not, it's a lot of shit we're not going for. That's the
thing. Yeah.
You hit that 30 plus, you ain't got time for bullshit, because life is running out.
Yeah. Like, one of my homegirls made a post about it, and she's like, people say she's too picky. I said, no, girl, you're not too picky, honey. It's our standards. We're getting too old for the bullshit. That's what it is.
Yeah, and when you settle, that's when your ass gets cheated on.
It's a difference between picky and standards.
I mean, that's true.
It
but if you've been cheated on several times, at some point you have the right to become picky, because you have to X out all that same shit that you see in the new nigga that you seen in the last nigga that didn't do nothing but dog you. You have to be picky with certain shit when you're constantly cheated on, you know?
That's the same woman that you see that's been alone for 4 years.
I mean, it's possible, and don't nobody want to be alone forever, but don't nobody want to be with somebody just to say they got somebody either.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's settling. So we gonna see.
And
what
I'm
the
not
next,
doing that. I already
we gonna know. See what the next caller gotta say,
yeah.
And hopefully it's somebody to help Rome out because he ain't winning over here tonight. Hey, caller, you there?
Hello.
We ready for you.
Can you
hi,
hey, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, okay. This is Val and Vlad, my boyfriend.
You said it's you and
hey,
your
hey,
boyfriend?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, hey.
Okay,
wow.
So we have a few things that we wanted
about.
To say.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we love the couple calls, y'all. That's the highlight. That's
okay,
the highlight.
So we got to. Okay, so what is your boyfriend's name?
So we wanted to start off with we do not agree with Rome at all with anything
what the
that he
fuck?
Said.
The bum bell.
Vlad, would you like
okay,
to start?
Okay, so y'all don't agree.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I don't agree with like some things that he said. Like I don't know, maybe I misunderstood him. But did you say that cheating is it can be an accident?
He did. He didn't say that.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree.
Linda, listen.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I disagree with that because I don't believe cheating can be like an accident. I think you know what you're doing in the moment. I don't think that you can't just fall into some pussy. Like that doesn't
ooh.
Just happen.
Ooh, ooh, and this is a man.
Who the fuck are you?
I love it. Free. Yeah. So okay.
Cheating is a choice. You're making a rational decision to cheat. Nobody's making you do anything. You're doing it on your own accord. Nobody has a gun to your head.
Correct.
And, hey,
that you
fuck.
Can do everything right and still have a person cheat. We are firm believers of that. I don't
yes.
believe that. Like
I am
you,
that.
Yes. And then as far as the passcode goes, what if like I do have a passcode, my partner does know it. Am I still cheating them? Because that's what y'all pretty much said, and I didn't agree with that.
You said he has your passcode?
Yes, he has my passcode. So
yeah,
that's
so
definitely
no,
considered cheating? Cause I
no,
have a
because
passcode
I feel like
too?
If he, no, I feel like if he has your passcode, then there's you have nothing to hide. And I'm not saying, and honestly,
uh-huh.
you know what? I don't care how fucked up it sounds. I feel like it'd be men that do that. When they lock their phones, they hide something. But if y'all have an agreement, even if he didn't have your passcode and y'all have that agreement that it's okay for y'all shit to be locked, then no,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's a red flag at all. But I feel like if you're in a situation like, say my situation, you know, if he had a lock on his phone and I ain't like that, and I don't have a lock on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I ask you to take that lock off your phone to build my security, if you don't got nothing to hide, that fucking lock should be coming off your phone. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? Y'all are okay with having y'all
mm-hmm.
phones blocked, and then it's even better that he has your passcode. So, no, I wouldn't put you in a cheater category. I feel
yeah.
like when it's something sneaky behind it, like, or when y'all first started y'all relationship, everybody's shit was wide open, then all of a sudden, everybody got passcodes.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that's a red flag.
You
know
I
thought
that's a discussion they had from the beginning. Like, yeah, I thought that's a discussion of a couple they had from the beginning, and that's why, you know, they have, you know, each other's passcode. Like, for safety reasons, because you don't want nobody, like I was saying earlier, you could send a little sexy pic to your boo. You don't want that shit all over the internet. So,
right.
You put, you know, passcodes on, but that's the discussion they had. Like, I'm doing it for this reason, but we got each other's passcode. Okay, they, obviously, they have nothing to hide. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can admit them. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
just want to go back on what Rome has said. When he had commented
mm-hmm.
about, like, if you take your partner back after they cheated, you still going to have your ill moment. I feel as though if you decide to take your partner back and progress in your relationship, then you should be able to forgive and be able to move forward. You cannot keep repeating
yeah.
the past because it's not fair to your partner. It's not fair to your relationship. So if you feel like you honestly cannot move forward, I feel like then you should just go ahead and dead the relationship and just try to start over.
Yeah, I'm with you. And he's over here saying
I'm with
that
her too. Yeah.
And it probably is a lot easier said than done because we've all been there. But at the end of the day, it's,
right.
it's like you said, if you, you want to move forward, that's what it boils down to. You got to let that shit go because if we sit here and hold you accountable for everything that you ever did that hurt our feelings, the relationship ain't never going to go nowhere. You got to get past it.
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what too, if my girl ever cheated and got pregnant by another dude, yeah, we're not together. You got to kick rocks.
Wait a minute.
Correct.
Wait a minute.
I just don't understand the point. Like, you got pregnant by another guy, like, go be with the other guy. That's his kid.
Well,
so why?
No, another single mother.
You didn't.
No,
I mean,
another
you,
single mother because
you. But
you.
But hold on. It's not even like, oh, you don't want me, but you didn't want me. So if you did, you would never have sex with somebody else. So you don't want me either. So go.
Right. Your point is the principle in this shit, and I'm with you. I'm with you.
You
reading
this out of a book. You reading this straight out of a book.
But my question to y'all is flirting cheating?
Totally different. Is flirting cheating? Woo! Yeah, it is because
it is cheating.
I feel like it is because it's flirting can
be. But let me ask you, so if you on social media commenting on somebody's like photo, like, oh, you look really good, but that's it. You don't give a person your number. You don't communicate after that. You just make a slick little comment. But you're flirting. But you consider that cheating?
I don't consider it cheating, but I'm not in a serious relationship. Me and my friend are trying to figure our things out. But he has gotten on me about that. Because I was like, I was just saying thank you. He's like, oh, you know, if I pay attention. Or he'd be like, oh, I saw your little boyfriend on your little post. You know, he'd say a little shit like that. But I think that's more like a harmless flirting. But like I said, we don't have a title yet, and we're not married, or you know what I'm saying?
And I feel like if you have a title, it needs to be, like, limits on that shit. Like, I better not ever log on and see Brian telling nobody under their picture that they look good today because he going to have a black eye because we're not doing that. So
I told y'all already, Keonja's crazy.
See, this is what we're not going to do.
I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be complimenting another woman for the whole world. You shouldn't be doing it, period. But for the whole world to see when somebody click on your page, they see in a relationship with, and then you on somebody else say, like, oh, you look beautiful today. No, you know what I'm saying? And as far as the guy's point of view, I don't know how, if it bothers y'all or not, but I do feel like if you log on your shit and you scrolling and you see on your girl page some nigga like, damn, you working in pants today, or you look beautiful today, mama. You know, it's a problem. So
point blank period, you just don't comment back.
I mean, I agree with that. Cool. I agree with that too. But thank y'all for calling in. Y'all was the hype for the end of the show. Thank y'all.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Good.
You know, we do our best to be the hype for the show.
No, great shit.
Y'all have a good night.
You know, Crypto here.
Well, I was like, it's all about the title, man. Like, yeah, if you're in a serious relationship or whatever, like, yeah, you can't be doing that shit.
Right. I feel
like that. I got sick of shit. My friend, he'd be like, yo, I'm like, you know what? Nobody knows about us. And then, okay, let me, okay. I just say thank you. He's like, no, don't be like, he don't like that shit.
And that's how some people feel because you opening the door for the rest of the conversation to continue. So, and
yeah.
I agree. I mean, you know, I'm a female, but I agree. Yeah. But damn, y'all, that hour flew by. So, part three is complete. WPDR debut next Wednesday. We're going to do the freestyle topic show. So, y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to have the lines open just for y'all to call in and talk about whatever y'all want one Wednesday a month. So we appreciate y'all so much thus far, and stay tuned for some great things coming. Right, Shell?
Right, girl.
All right. So that concludes. Rome, you want to say goodnight to the people?
Goodnight. Goodnight, America.
Bye, Rome.
See y'all next motherfucking
Wednesday. We shut his ass up tonight, but yeah. All right,
okay, I'm about to go live in a few minutes on Facebook.
All right, we'll be there same time next Wednesday, y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.